This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's flu season is significantly less harmful this year thanks to measures taken to combat COVID-19. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The Colorado Health Department has reported only 24 hospitalizations and no deaths due to the flu this season, which started in September and will continue through May. By February of last flu season, more than 300 people in Colorado had been hospitalized for the flu. There is no predominant strain of influenza circulating in the state, and there have been no reported outbreaks in long-term care facilities. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Outdoor retailer plans to hold an in-person trade show at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver this summer.
The Denver Business Journal reports the trade show is the first to announce a live event at the convention center since the pandemic started. The event was originally scheduled for June, but it's been pushed back to August so organizers could have more time to nail down safety protocols.
CPR Sarah Mulholland. The FAA has grounded planes with the type of engine that blew apart after takeoff from Denver on Saturday. Operators have to inspect the fan blades of each engine. The Honolulu-bound flight made an emergency landing after pieces of the engine fell across Broomfield. The engines are only used on Boeing 777s. Snow tonight in Denver, heavy at times, looking at about 7 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Also snow in Colorado Springs and Pueblo and Vail. This is CPR News.